The Boston Red Sox take the field at Fenway Park this afternoon against the Kansas City Royals with a team that looks drastically different than it did just a few days ago. Over the weekend, the Sox made their biggest trade since Babe Ruth was sold to the Yankees in 1919. Boston traded first baseman Adrian Gonzalez, pitcher Josh Beckett, outfielder Carl Crawford, and utility player Nick Punto to the Los Angeles Dodgers in exchange for some younger, less known, and less expensive players. WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum went to Fenway yesterday to find out how the fans are reacting.
Tickets selling these tickets.
My name's Cynthia Magnuson. I've been a Red Sox fan since 1965.
What's your sense of the trade?
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
What do you mean by that?
Crawford, it just didn't take in Boston. Beckett was past his time. I think Gonzalez was good. We'll miss him, but the rest of them had to go.
My name is Steve Klickner. I live in Groton, Massachusetts, and I've been a Sox fan since 18 years old, so that's about 37 years. Obviously, we'd like to have a winning product on the field. We'd like to see them go all the way. And with Adrian and these other players, we think they had a better chance at doing that rather than, you know, just discarding them and having, you know, substandard players, really. So I'm going to ask, can we get our money back, too?
My name is Steve, and I'm 8.5.
And did you hear about the trades?
Yes, I did.
What did you think?
I think it was pretty good and not that good. I liked when Adrian Gonzalez played on the Boston Red Sox. The good part is that some people that weren't that good got traded.
My name is Sandy Sherry. I'm from Portland, Maine, and I've been watching the Red Sox since 1973. I'm delighted about the trades. It should have been done the end of last season.
Why are you delighted?
Because I feel there was some entitlement and people weren't living up to the salaries they were being paid.
What about these new players? What's your sense of like what we're getting?
I think you'll get people that want to prove themselves and they'll work hard. I'm excited for some new faces and some good attitudes.
Brief Fenway postcard with today's program. Kids program scorecards, $3. Get a Fenway postcard with today's program. Today's Sox Royals.
My name is Greg Flanders. I've been a fan for my entire life, which is 33 years.
What do you think of the trades?
I was surprised just to see Adrian Gonzalez get traded. I mean, they put him on waivers, but figured out. I didn't think they would trade him. But why did they sign him to a big contract, though, if they were just going to trade him? But, you know, we got rid of Josh Beckett, who's been struggling all year. I don't think he's got it anymore. He's kind of a... You know, he can't throw as hard as he used to. So, I mean, it's in the long run, it cuts on the payroll. I mean, it's gonna, you know, they might actually get better. I mean, it's, in the long run, it's gonna work out better for them.
My name is Bob Sawicki, and I'm from Sharon, Massachusetts. I've been a fan for I'm 62, so I've been a fan for about 50 years.
Tell me your feeling on this.
Who cares? They make millions of dollars. Does it really matter? We're still going to go to the game. We're still going to root for the Red Sox. We're going to still support them. We're still going to be fans. That's the way Boston fans are. Doesn't matter if they win or lose. They were losers for a long time. Then they went on a win streak. The only difference now is that I could probably get some tickets.
Let's see if we got tickets. Never had tickets.
Tickets, Ellen, need them?
Our piece was produced by reporter Rachel Gottbaum. To see pictures of the fans, go to WBUR.org. And by the way, Adrian Gonzalez drove in a run in the Dodgers' loss to the Marlins yesterday. Josh Beckett makes his first start for his new team tonight.